RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Morning, Ireland. It's 25 to 8 and Des is here with your weekend sports news.
Yeah, hi, Anya. We're going to start with soccer news, and it's going to be Manchester United and Spanish side Villarreal meeting in this year's Europa League final. Last night, Villarreal went to London and drew nil-all with Arsenal in the second leg of their semi-final. So Villarreal advanced 2-1 on aggregate. Despite hitting the woodwork twice, it was a tame exit for Arsenal. Didn't play well. But a night of great joy for Villarreal and their manager Unai Emery, who was sacked by Arsenal in 2019. Meanwhile, despite losing 3-2 to Roma last night, Manchester United advanced on an 8-5 aggregate thanks to their 6-2 win. In the first leg, Edison Cavani scored both of their goals last night. The final will be played in Gdansk in Poland on the 26th of May. Here's the United manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Yeah, it feels good, of course. You know, we played one very, very good half at Old Trafford, which has brought us through. So, and today we did the job. Disappointed we lose the game. I never like to lose a game, especially the way we did it, but it was always going to be one of these games that was going to be open. Chances for both teams could have been easily 6-6 or 8-6 for them. So strange game of football.
Yeah, but they're through to the final. Now at home, there are two games this evening in the Premier Division. Derry City host Longford at 5:45 and Dundalk meets Sligo Rovers in Oriel Park at 7:45. The top match in the First Division sees the leaders Athlone Town travel to Shelburne, while in England, Leicester City will be hoping to take a major step towards confirming their Champions League spot for next season when they host Newcastle United. As the Irish rugby world adapts to the surprise inclusions and exclusions from the Lions squad yesterday, we'll have more on that from Donal Lenihan later, the action continues in the Rainbow Cup this evening. Munster host Ulster at Thomond Park. And the inter-county GAA season returns this weekend, back with a bang as well. Round one of the Allianz Hurling League gets underway tomorrow. We'll have extensive coverage over the weekend of all the games. Indeed, tomorrow's Saturday Sport runs for 8 hours from 2 o'clock till 10 o'clock. Donal Logue Cusack joins us to look ahead to it. And Donal, some commentators have said this league has maybe lost importance, that it's just a short, sharp run out before the championship. What's your view?
Good morning, Des. Look, the league has always been used as preparation for championship, but I don't agree with that sentiment that it's mattering any less than before. I think there's enough unanswered, intriguing questions and puzzles to be solved by players, by managers for the season ahead, that the league will actually be key to help answering. How will the managers approach it? The run-in is short, like you said. Do they stick with the tried and tested and try and ensure that they're up to speed? Or in some cases, do managers gamble and maybe are forced to gamble with youth in the knowledge that the return on investment mightn't even happen in their term? I think it'll be fierce interesting to see how the players have come through the pandemic. Has their time away from the game maybe made them long for it more? Have some players used their free time to sort out the body and be better prepared for battle with less distractions of maybe Fitzgibbon Cup and so on? Or in some cases, have some players been wondering how they've ever found the time for it and maybe their appetite has waned? Throw into that, how'll Davies' last dance go in Wexford? Is Matty in his last chance saloon in Dublin? Are Galway rising or falling? Is the conveyor belt in Kilkenny, that talent that we've seen coming through for so long, has that stalled, Des? Will this be the season that Cork will end the famine? I know we all talk about how long it's since Cork won the Liam McCarthy, but it's 1998 since there was a league title won down here. Liam Cahill, great season last year at Waterford, but second season is always challenging, and how will it go for him? What tip will we see? A lot of talk about real good young players coming through, but we haven't seen them yet. And, you know, when you think about tip, they're not that, they always seem not that far from their last summit or that far from the next cliff. Clare's second season under Brian Lohan. And then finally, you mentioned, you know, Limerick. Has the interruption been good for them, for a team that's been on the go for a good few years? And can they win 3 league titles in a row, Des, that they're going for, which is a fair achievement, even though, having said that, they've a bit to go to match the Limerick team of the 30s, who actually won 5 titles in a row, a record unequalled to this day. Bit of history there for you, Des.
Every day is a learning day, don't look. Thanks for that. In golf, the first round of the Wells Fargo Championship in North Carolina. So Phil Mickelson lead by 2 strokes. He's on 7 under par. Seamus Power and Shane Lowry on level par, Rory McIlroy one over. And going into this morning's second day of the European Tour's Canary Island Championship, Italy's Francesco Laporta leads. He's on 9 under par. Paul Dunn is tied for 6th place on 6 under. Niall Carney is 3 under. In cycling, Britain's Ethan Hayter won the second stage of the Tour of the Algarve. And in racing, Aidan O'Brien saw Japan have an impressive victory in the Ormond Stakes at Chester yesterday. Next, they'll be aiming Japan at the Coronation Cup. The feature today at Chester, the Chester Cup and the Huxley Stakes, and racing at home is at Downpatrick and Cork.